It's 6:05 p.m. and I am calling the meeting of the Economic Development Commission to order. I'll start with a roll call. Commissioner Chaplunkar, Commissioner Murr,
Here.
Commissioner Elsa,
Here.
Commissioner Carolyn, Commissioner Tim Bringle, and Commissioner, or I'm sorry, Chairman Brown. They are not present. Since we do have a quorum, but Chairman Brown is not present, can I get a motion and a second to appoint Commissioner Chaplunkar as the Chairman Pro Tem for this evening?
Second.
A motion. Oh, very good. Yeah.
Thank you. And do, yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
There you go.
I need four votes. Say aye. There you go. Unmute yourself, please. There you go.
Aye.
All right.
Answer to the roll. Are there any members of the public present or in the audience? There are no members of the public present. Item on the agenda is the introduction of commissioners. We're going to skip this. Chairman Brown will take this up the next time he's here. Fourth item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for the meeting that was held on December 5. Did any of the commissioners have any comments or questions about the minutes provided?
So I can't approve them because I wasn't here.
Actually, you can.
I can't. Well, oh, and the other thing, then, if I can, I didn't see the executive session December 3rd, because the one I had October 29th. That's what
Is
I
that
had in my
true?
PDF.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's right.
So we will do a motion and a second to approve the minutes for December 3rd. We will wait on the executive session until a future date. So we'll just split those for right now. I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right.
Next time, let me know, please, and
No.
I'll send those out to you. Yes, so just because you were not in attendance at the last meeting, you can still vote on the minutes. The assumption is since it's recorded and you were provided the minutes, you would have the opportunity to review them, even though you weren't present. And in this case, it is a quorum of us here present, so we would need all of us to vote in order to pass them anyway.
Okay.
So if you are comfortable voting, then I would encourage you to do so. So, okay, go ahead.
Minutes of December 3rd.
I motion.
Yes. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Cool. Sorry about that.
Agenda is discussion regarding business community retention, support strategies, and communication. Ms. Spencer, speak.
Yep. So, in December, the village president attended a settlement conference between the former developer and Wintrust Bank. This update was provided in the newsletter the week of the 19th, I believe. After several hours of discussion, the parties were unable to reach an agreement that specific day, but the judge assured the village that the site will continue to be properly maintained as they are working towards a resolution. The next hearing date is set for January 29th, at the same location. So we're hoping the progress is moving forward in some fashion. So not much, but we're getting there.
Need market sale too.
No, it is not. The judge had previously ordered that the sale had to stop until this was settled.
I was surprised by that.
So what's going to happen next?
They're going to reach a resolution.
It's just an ongoing
Which is
negotiation.
ongoing mediation, I think, is more of the,
Stays out all the longer the mediator gets paid.
Yes.
I mean, that's true.
I have a couple more updates under this one. So in December, Commissioner Murr and I met briefly to discuss the business web pages on the village's website to discuss improvements. This has been an ongoing project for the building department. And so she pointed out a couple of things that I took under advisement. And fortunately, I surprised her a little bit with some of the things we'd already changed. And so we are going to continue to work on updating the pages to increase clarity and to further support our business community. So hopefully new developments will come up. But again, if you guys see any areas that are causing question or places you feel like should connect that don't, let me know and I'll see what we can do to help.
Mm-hmm. So how, like, traffic wise, how does our village's website compare to other similarly situated websites? Like, is it as much or nobody keeps metrics on those?
So we do not actually have the ability to track metrics on our website, given the current web host that we use. Mm-hmm. But every business in town or every applicant in town who's looking to do a building permit must submit it online. So we get a really good amount of traffic because we did over 1,000 permits in 2025. We have 293 business licenses issued this year. And we had, I want to say probably in that same 400 or 500 area of contractors that are licensed. So we, like, volume is not, traffic's not the issue. What we have found to be the issue is the information is not always helpful, that is on the website, or it's not clear. And frankly, it's just something that happens with time and style. My style for writing information on the website is different than the person who did it before me. And there's no harm, no foul. And it's just my interpretation is different. And so one of the things that I'm trying to do is limit the words, because I don't think that more words means more clear. and so my style is to have it shorter and brief, and then always encourage people to pick up the phone and call, because our building department is really helpful and able to give clear instruction over the phone if it's needed. So
I've increasingly seen there are a lot of, you know, small companies. They also have, like, chatbots. Does it make sense to have, like, some kind of, are they chatbots where villagers can go there and ask questions and get answers, you know, instead of having to wade through links? It's like, where can I get this information? I guess it's going here.
That is something that we've talked about with the current web host. It is not currently available. Typically, those are AI chatbots. It would not be something the village could support as a person, like a person sitting there responding to these chat. That would be madness. But an AI chat, it's not something supported right now. So we have talked about, like, long-term big project of, like, looking at the website as a whole and just seeing if we've aged out of this typical, like, specific host. It's just not something we're looking to undertake at this point, but I think that typically the support that we find that we're offering people is, did you click on building permits? Okay, now click on llama. Oh, and you're off to the races. Like, it's people who just, if they scrolled a little bit farther down, they would have found it. So I mean, we're always open to areas of improvement, and maybe this is something that our current web host will offer in the future, and then we wouldn't have to change the whole shebang. It's called SpinUtech. Mm. Yes. Pardon me. So we do have some business updates. Studio 19 Bar and Fitness recently installed a new awning at their location on North Avenue, and they received a grant from the facade program. So this is the second business to participate. 2 out of 2 for North Avenue TIF. So that was really exciting. We were happy to send that check last month. And then Whole Foods, you might have noticed they're remodeling their entire store. They have started to work on remodeling the existing space. They're expanding into the suite to the east of them. And they've got that new space pretty much ready to go. And now they're starting to work on the existing space. We've granted them an extension of their building permit to allow them to work overnight. So you might see some additional traffic there over in the overnight hours. That is allowed. Typically, it's not, but we've made an exception for them because they think that they'll be able to get the store up and running and all ready to go by probably late spring. We're shooting for maybe, hopefully, the beginning of June.
Yeah. The old Starbucks space.
No, they're expanding into the one suite that's immediately east. So
there's Alta.
There's Dentology is in the old Starbucks space, and then I think the Men's Warehouse, and then Ulta, and then the vacant space.
It's like a Hats or something, like Rally Sports or something like that.
Is that I think it that's it. Might have been.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's about. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. So those are my updates. Now I'm done.
Have you heard anything from like First Watch, like the reception from that, like how it's been doing?
Yeah, pretty good. It seems, you know, we have not received any complaints, which is good. Their food and beverage tax is kind of right in line with what we had anticipated. So it's doing what we hoped, which is great. They recently had some construction on a dumpster over there because they're a food service. And now we have two food services in that little outbuilding. They needed to expand the dumpster space. So that is wrapping up soon, I believe. So that will free up a couple more parking spaces in that corner as well. Nice. So we're hoping to get that parking lot back soon.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, I know the village is okay giving liquor license, mm-hmm. and that's what they're, you know, trying to promote, and that's mm-hmm. one of the things that'll, I guess, help the area. Have you seen any other applications for any like restaurants or anything even on North Avenue or anything like that? No. Okay.
No. The process would require the business owner to come talk and meet with staff so we can talk about the feasibility of the liquor license and kind of get an idea of what they're talking about so that we can make sure that this is something in line with what the board has indicated in the past. And at this point, the most recent discussion that we've had is with the property owner on Madison Street at 7756 Madison. He owns Puff's.
Oh, yeah.
He now owns the building.
Right.
And he's looking to expand the convenience center. So he wants to trade in his tobacco license for a liquor license and look into expanding his services there. So, and that's something that we said, absolutely. We'd love to see it, you know. So he's in the development
liquor
phase.
Liquor store there or to put a bar?
Convenience store.
That's interesting with the huge liquor store across the street.
Yeah,
it's
right across
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we told him, bring it. Let's talk. Next.
No, I'm good.
Yes. So this was part of the discussion at the meeting last month. I proposed a North Avenue marketing strategy. Basically, I had suggested, as I'm in the development of the village budget right now, I have the ability to insert more things in order to spend money. and one of the suggestions that I had was to develop an economic development strategic plan. It's not something that we've done as a village before. We have a comprehensive plan. We've done strategic plans before, I believe, but nothing specifically for economic development. And this would be specific to the North Avenue corridor to see what cohesive thoughts we could have or we could find that would help to revitalize that area. So there was a lot of discussion about that. Commissioner Bringle had offered to help write a guiding request of what he, in his professional experience, would be something that the village would be looking for, like some bullet points to give a potential consultant some ideas. So Unfortunately, due to the holidays, we were not able to meet before this meeting, so I don't have much of an update there. But he and I are hoping to get something on the books in the next couple of weeks. So, but because of Chairman Brown's excitement for the idea, he asked for this to be a regular agenda topic. So, so here we are. Nope.
Other business? Any other business? Any other business we have?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.